Now, some people commit sorcery in different ways. Any way that has disrespect to the Quran or the words of the religion is kufr. And it's confirmed in the religion that it's not permissible to throw a paper that contains the name of Allah in disrespected places, like in the trash. Or some people will, some of the sorcerers, they will write the holy words, the Quranic text or the name of Allah, by najasa, waliyadhu billah, as part of their sorcery or witchcraft. This is considered blasphemy explicitly, without a doubt. Or if the person even just throws the name of Allah, knowing that it is the name of Allah, in the trash, this is considered a blasphemy or apostasy that's committed by the different parts of the body. He who commits this with belittlement blasphemes without a doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. This ayah means in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 65, say to them, do you make mockery of Allah, His verses and His messenger? Make no excuse, for you have blasphemed after having displayed being Muslim. As we explained in the previous topic, it is blasphemy, it is considered kufr. Even if the person was a Muslim, if he belittled Allah by cursing Allah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, by the tongue, or cursing the Prophet, or cursing the religion of Islam, or by throwing the Quran or Islamic text, knowing that it has the Islamic text, in the disrespected places, in the trash, or prostrating to an idol, is considered blasphemy. Or having the wrong belief in the heart, such as believing that God has a son or has a partner, or that God is a body or is limited to directions or to a place, or that Allah is weak, or such attributes, or any imperfection, attributing any imperfection to Allah, such as weakness or sleep, this is considered blasphemous belief. The scholars of Islam categorize blasphemy into three categories: blasphemous beliefs, blasphemous sayings, to curse Allah or the Prophet, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that's considered blasphemy, kufr, or to commit blasphemous action, to do the kufr, such as belittling the Islamic text in throwing them in the trash or the like. Ibn Abidin said, whoever throws the Quran in the trash blasphemes, even without the intention of belittlement, because the action itself indicates belittlement. So doing that by itself is considered kufr, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Also, among the blasphemous actions or blasphemous doings is prostrating to an idol. It is considered blasphemy. Or prostrating to a person with the intention of worship, then it is blasphemy. Another type of blasphemy is the blasphemous beliefs, such as believing that God resembles the creation. This belies the Quran. Or that God has organs or body or the like. Or like some people claim, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that God speaks with a letter or sound. This issue of Kalamullah is very, very important for the person to understand. A lot of people attribute to Allah organs or resemblance, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. I will clarify this issue, inshallah. The scholars of Islam confirm the belief of the Muslims that the speech of Allah, like all His attributes, is an eternal and everlasting attribute. So He is not speaking with a letter or sound or language or the like. His speech is not letters, It is not sounds. It is not any of the languages. Allah said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 164 means, Allah spoke to Musa, Moses, with his eternal kalam. Now, the speech of Allah or kalamullah is not a letter or sound or voice. What we read in Al-Quran Al-Kareem are expressions, the Arabic words that we recite, like for example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. These are expressions of the eternal kalam, the eternal speech of Allah. What we recite, what we read from the book of Al-Quran are created. It is Arabic language, it's created. The words are created, the language itself is created, our voice is created. However, these words are expressed in the Arabic language for us to understand the eternal speech of Allah, by which Allah orders and forbids on the creations. Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu mentioned in his book Al-Fiqh Al-Absat, Allah's speech, kalam, is not like our speech. We speak through organs of speech and by letters, whereas Allah, the kalam of Allah or Allah's eternal kalam, speech, is without an organ or a sound. So it's not a letter or organ, it's not a tongue or lips, nor is it a sound, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not resemble the creations in any way, and it is sufficient to clarify that, other than the sayings of Imam Abu Hanifa and the ayah that I mentioned. On top of that, the saying of Allah ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ means absolutely nothing resembles Allah. So what we recite in the book of Al-Quran are words that are expressed in the Arabic language for us to understand the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the words in the Quran, which are in Arabic, are created. But the true kalam, the eternal speech, kalam of Allah, is eternal. It is not a letter, does not have a beginning or an ending, does not begin and stop. By it, Allah Ta'ala ordered us to do certain worship. By it, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows to us some of the things that His will to happen in this dunya, that His qadar destined to happen. The term qadar means in Arabic, the eternal attribute of Allah of destining, willing, the willing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the destining of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eternally. What does this mean? The term qadar can also mean destiny, that is what has been destined by Allah, and this destiny, the destined, includes everything that happens in this world, be it good or evil, obedience or sin, and belief or blasphemy. So Allah Ta'ala ordered us to believe in the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that came in Al-Quran. Among these teachings is Al-Qadr, that everything happens in the destiny or by the will of Allah. Even the good or evil. The evil happens by the will of Allah, but without Allah's acceptance. Allah Ta'ala does not accept the evil, nor did Allah order us to do it. Rather, Allah ordered us to avoid and refrain from the evil. But when it happens by the will of Allah. Allah creates the good and the evil. Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. So Allah Ta'ala created both the good and the evil, but the good happens by the will and acceptance of Allah, and Allah ordered the slave to do it, and the evil, Allah Ta'ala, it happens by the will of Allah and without the acceptance of Allah. Allah does not accept His slave to do the evil. Rather, Allah ordered us to refrain from doing the evil. So all of this happens in accordance with the will, knowledge, decree, and creating of Allah. Although evil, sin, and blasphemy happen by the will of Allah, they do not happen by the order or acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, إِنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ, which means Allah created everything in according to His destiny. Allah created everything according to His qadar, to His destiny. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, everything is predestined, including intelligence and dullness, which is, this hadith is related by Imam Muslim. That all means that everything in this world happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good is ordered by Allah, and the evil is ordered by Allah ta'ala for us to avoid it and to refrain from doing it. We ask Allah ta'ala to protect us from the evil, and we ask Allah to enable us to do the good deeds, and Allah ta'ala knows best.